This is NPR Illinois. I'm Jamie Dunn. The United Way of Illinois surveyed social service providers in the state and found that during the budget impasse, about 1 million of their clients have lost services due to the lack of funding. I sat down with Wendy DeBow of the United Way of Metropolitan Chicago to talk about the findings of the survey. Can you tell us a little bit about what types of organizations responded for this survey?
So this is the fourth survey that we did in the past fiscal year of the state. Obviously, this one was done in the, close of the fiscal year. We reached out to all the agencies that United Way funds around the state of Illinois. We had 429 responses this time, which is pretty similar to what we've had each time that we've done the survey. We had respondents from every county in the state, from a very good mix of agencies that are, big and small and in between. This is about probably 25% of the total agency population that's funded by the state's Department of Human Services, for example. So it's a pretty good, I would say, material sample size. And we think it's illustrative of the world out there. If anything, we tend to fund very, very good and very strong and high-performing agencies because it's a very competitive application process. So if anything, I would say it's probably a population of agencies, though I think representative and illustrative of what's going on in the human services sector in the state, they probably fare better than maybe the population of agencies at large.
And it's a lot of different types of agencies, but can you tell me just a little bit of what kind of services, what they're offering and who they are offering these services to?
Yeah, so this would be, human services, and United Way's fund basically income, education, and health resources around the state. That's our model. We also fund safety net services. So the types of services would be early childhood resources and early childhood health programs, employment training programs, food, shelter, freedom from violence resources, like counseling services for those that have been victims of domestic abuse and violence, services to the populations with disabilities, youth supports and developments out of school time activities, all types of senior services, mental health services, alcohol substance abuse services.
The number that's making a lot of headlines right now is that 1 million number of folks who are not getting services under the impasse. Can you tell me a little bit about what that number means and what you're hearing from agencies as far as that goes?
Yeah, so that 1 million is what those agencies, the 429 agencies, collectively reported back to us, the number of clients that fell out of service in what they were able to track this year. And I will tell you, that is the number we are most concerned about, because this all comes back to what's happening to at-risk populations, folks that are vulnerable. So it gives a sense of the magnitude of this, which we see. We know this. It's part of our everyday world, but it's helping people to, get a handle on this. What I think is another headline is that we ask the question of, what do you anticipate over the next 6 months? And more than half reported that they anticipate being in a position where they'd have to cease service delivery. And more than a third said they may be in a position where they would have to close their doors. This is a very specific one that many of our best high-quality partners have said, I may not be able to provide mental health services to clients anymore.
And these are programs and services like, for instance, mental health or addiction treatment that are already seeing wait lists, right?
Yes, exactly. So that idea that in 6 months, right, agencies are saying in 6 months I may need to cease service, well, many of our partners are reporting very long waiting lists already. In fact, the Tribune reported this, and this is consistent with the data that we see. Some of the wait lists there for, rape victims now are over 4 months in a waiting list period for intake.
As you mentioned, this is the fourth of these surveys that you've done. Are the numbers getting worse as time goes on?
We've seen dramatic increases in very, very troubling dynamics going on since the last survey that we did, which was in January. Two-thirds of the agencies that we got to in this survey came back to us and said, we are making cuts. We are cutting services. We are cutting clients. We are cutting our operations, right? We are scaling back. And that is up from, I think it was 48% in January. There's two-thirds of the agencies that came back and said we're making cuts. 91% said that they're cutting the actual number of clients served, which, of course, is the most concerning thing. We are seeing dramatic increases in the number of agencies that are at enormous financial risk. So 59% of the agencies came back now and said they are drawing down their reserves. That was probably like 48%. In the last survey. And a third of the agencies that responded to the survey said that they are utilizing lines of credit. Related to that, we kind of calculated an average figure of the agencies that responded, and on average, they're owed in this year $525,000 from the state. You know, if you think about it, these are, you know, not huge entities, right? So a lot of the agencies that would have responded maybe have budgets in this, you know, few million dollar range. We estimate, and this is based on some of the state's own numbers, conservatively, that in this year when there was no budget, there was a minimum of really $500 million contracted to agencies by the state for services that, for the most part, they've delivered and have not been paid for. You know, that's very concerning, right, that these private nonprofit entities, you know, have been put in that position. And, you know, will they be continue to be in that position if there's no budget? What our data shows and says more than anything is people cannot wait any longer.
Is there anything else about the situation that you think folks listening need to understand?
People think that, well, private philanthropy could address this. But, you know, we are the largest private funder of human services, and that's why it's really good for us to say that's not the case. First of all, private philanthropy dollars are already into the picture. So when there's a net loss as significant as the state, you've got a gap to fill. And private philanthropy, it's like a few percentage points of the total pie. The state funding is like, you know, the 80 to 90%. And so there's no way that private donors or corporations, corporate philanthropy, could all make this up, you know, and that people understand what's swinging in the balance here in terms of our safety net. And it should not be. It should not be.
You can find a link to the results of that survey at our website, nprillinois.org.